You're listening to SBS News.
Tens of thousands of Australian students are expected to take time out of their school day to put pressure on the government to take real action on climate change. It is the second nationwide strike organised by Australian students in the last 4 months. Students want to see the federal government take action to address climate change before it is too late. They have three main demands: to stop the Adani coal mine from going ahead, ban any new coal or gas exploration, and to commit to powering the country on 100% renewable energy by 2030. Sydney student protest organiser, 15-year-old Vivian Paduch, says young people are tired of the government's failure to think of the future of the environment.
We know that climate change is the biggest issue of today, the biggest issue that my generation will face. And nothing is being done, and nothing tangible is being done. All this government has done so far is offer up a recycled policy.
The need for the government to take positive steps towards addressing climate change is why university student Sabine Pine is joining in on the strike. She says action needs to be taken now before it is too late.
Unfortunately, neither Labor or Liberal or anyone is really doing anything. I mean, they haven't made a decisive stance against any of the proposed coal mines like the Adani coal mine or any of the smaller coal mines that are going up. It's pretty heartbreaking to see that the government not only isn't listening to the people but isn't listening to the science and the facts that are out there, because it's their power to make change.
The movement by Australia's youth has gained support from unions, some politicians, academics, parents and teachers around the country. While many would prefer the protest took place outside of school hours, they understand the need for young people to voice their opinions on the future of the planet. National Tertiary Education Union National President Dr. Alison Barnes is one leader encouraging people to get involved in the protests. She says she wants to see people supporting the students' call for change.
It's great that young people are taking the lead on climate change. I think many decision makers are missing in action when it comes to doing something really serious about the need to reduce the impact of climate change. We are urging all of our members to show support for the student strike, go along if they can, and ensure that students who attend the protests are not disadvantaged academically for doing so.
New South Wales State Opposition Leader Michael Daly has also spoken out in support of the students' movement. He says young people have a democratic right to protest, and if his own children were old enough, he would let them miss school and join in too.
These young students want to express themselves. They're your kids and my kids. They're the kids next door. They're young student leaders. They're very sensible. They're very passionate. And I've said yesterday that they need to get permission from their parents. They need to let the school know where they are, and if they can do it safely and get back to school. I don't think there's anything wrong with them showing leadership at a young age and attending a rally on the most important of issues.
Not all politicians have been so supportive of children skipping school to protest. Prime Minister Scott Morrison openly condemned students missing school to demonstrate in the first protest last year and says students belong in the classroom. Opposition leader Bill Shorten similarly says while he supports young people taking a stance on climate change, there is a time and a place.
Kids are allowed to have an opinion. In an ideal world, they would protest after school hours or on weekends.
Student organiser Vivian Paduch says the government's response overall is very disappointing.
It just really shows the disconnect that there is between today's government and the youth and what we're standing for. At the very least, be happy that we're engaging in the democratic process and that young people care about politics.
Certain educational institutions, such as Sydney University, are recognising the importance of students protesting for climate action, as well as staff. Dr. Alison Barnes says it's great to see educational institutions respecting students' voices.
It's great that the university is not penalising staff for joining the strike and allowing them to take leave arrangements. It's fantastic too that students who are attending the march are not going to be negatively impacted or penalised.
Sydney University student Sabine Pine says she and many of her peers will be supporting the work of the school children who organise the event. She says regardless of age, climate change is an area that needs to be addressed and everyone should be involved.
Come out, meet other people who are trying to fight against this, find other groups that are working on different contingencies to continue this fight, and you know, like, let this start your action now.
It's a sentiment shared by protest organiser Vivian Paduch. She says all are welcome to come along and rally to protect the environment.
Come join us. Climate change is the most important issue that will impact our generation, and it's so important to take a stand for it. And aside from that, protesting is such a great experience. It's such a fantastic learning experience. So come along for that as well.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.